This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has slammed Pakistan for openly backing terrorist training camps in big cities for decades. Dr. Jaishankar said India's relationship with Pakistan remains an exception in the contemporary global diplomacy due to Islamabad's long-standing and open support to terrorism. The minister said this while interacting with members of Indian community in Luxembourg today. He said, "No other country today has pursued the kind of policies Pakistan has against a neighboring state."
Show me in the world in this day and age any country which actually has pursued the kind of policies which Pakistan has against its neighbor. That for decades you've had these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it. I mean, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, everybody knows that these are people who are supported the state.
Describing this as an unpalatable reality, Dr. Jaishankar said India cannot afford to ignore it while shaping its foreign policy. The External Affairs Minister also criticized what he described as Western hypocrisy in reactions to Operation Sindoor, India's military action against Pakistan. On U.S. military operation in Venezuela, the External Affairs Minister said India is concerned about the recent developments in South American country. On relations with Europe, the minister said India will see an upswing in ties with the region this year. He appreciated the role of the Indian diaspora in strengthening ties between India and the European country. In Chhattisgarh, 26 Naxalites surrendered in Sukma district today. Of them, 13 Naxalites were carrying a collective bounty of 65 lakh rupees. Talking to media, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said the cadres, including 7 women, turned themselves in before senior police officials and CRPF officials under the Punaragaman Rehabilitation Initiative. The surrendered Maoists were involved in several incidents of violence in Abujmar and Sukma in Chhattisgarh and bordering areas of Odisha. The surrendered Naxalites were provided an assistance of 50,000 rupees each and will be further rehabilitated as per the government's policy. The Delhi police has detained 5 persons and registered an FIR in connection with the stone pelting incident that occurred last night during a demolition drive in Old Delhi. Talking to reporters, Deputy Commissioner of Police Nidhin Balsan said the demolition was carried out by Municipal Corporation of Delhi pursuant to the directions of the High Court. He said 5 police personnel have been injured in the incident.
This is the demolition drive carried out by MCD. MCD is the main nodal agency. We are just a security agency. If MCD requests us, then depending upon the existing situation, we will support. Other than that, we have got support in the form of outside forces as well. We have RAF and CRPF companies. We have deployed them in areas other than the demolition site also.
Is demolition site ke alawa area mein bhi deployed kiya.
In Bangladesh, another Hindu youth lost his life after jumping into a canal while trying to escape a mob chasing him on suspicion of theft. The body of the victim, identified as 25-year-old Mithun Sarkar from Bhandarpur village, has been recovered. The incident occurred in Hat Chakkori Bazar area of Mahadevpur, Upsala. It comes amid a sharp rise in violence targeting religious minorities in the neighbouring country, as it prepares for its first parliamentary elections next month, since the protests that toppled the Sheikh Hasina government in 2024. Police said further investigation is underway to determine the circumstances surrounding the incident. Sources have said that in the last 1 month, around 51 minority places have been attacked and 10 gruesome murders have taken place in the country. The International Cricket Council has rejected the Bangladesh Cricket Board BCB's plea to shift their matches of 2026 Men's T20 World Cup out of India to another country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.